Hello, everyone, and welcome in to CrushTheStreet.com. I am Kenneth Amadori, and I'm joined today with a returning guest, Chris Vermeulen of TheTechnicalTraders.com. And you know him from predicting the COVID black swan a month before it happened. And our last interview was in July, and gold was around 1800 at the time. So it's going to be a good time to get an update on where we are. And shockingly, here we are in September, getting into October. We're still dealing with the lockdowns. We're still dealing with COVID. Obviously, the market volatility. And gold is higher from where we were in the summer. So I believe this interview is going to be strategic because we're going to be discussing the markets on where we are now approaching this election. There seems to be a lot of uncertainty going on as we approach the election and the political climate. So without any further ado, Chris, thanks for coming on Crush the Street with me today.
Hey, thanks for having me again, Kenneth.
Well, we're obviously in a multifaceted and very nuanced situation. As we've discussed before, the economy has experienced something that was unprecedented. We've never seen anything like that in terms of a lockdown, stock market correction, and then this trillions of dollars of stimulus that got thrown at the system to the degree that we've seen it now. Now we have riots and all of these different things. So gold and silver has responded since the market. So let's talk about what we're seeing right now as it pertains to, you know, where we are at the end of September here.
Yeah, well, like you said, there's a lot going on. And I mean, there's a lot of hot socket our sectors, and there's a lot of, you know, underperforming sectors. And the market kind of ran out of steam a few weeks ago when it topped out. And we kind of went a few weeks before that without any real headline news, because this market was really driven with a lot of headline. And it seems like without that news, that excitement, things kind of fell off the radar. People started taking profits. And so we've been seeing this market correct. And yesterday, which was Monday, we saw the market have a really big kind of double headline news that really shook the market up. And that was, they're talking about lockdowns overseas, which to me is the bigger of the news. That I think is enough to send shivers through any business owner's spine, simply because if you survived this one, can you survive another one? And we maybe touch on that later. But and then we talked about the banking system laundering money, trillions of dollars. The people we're supposed to trust with our money, our mortgages, and they already went bankrupt once when they gambled it all in 2008. And now here they are laundering money with their hands caught red, and it all comes on the back of Supreme Court, and then suddenly this gets leaked that the banks are, you know, illegal activity. I mean, it's just, it's like you were saying earlier, it's just almost something to laugh at. It's just one crazy battle of politicians and the banking systems and the public, people all fighting each other. It's scary.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's tough. I feel like I've prepared for this craziness. I feel like I'm resilient enough to get through it, but I do feel for many people, because this is very consequential. There's a lot of people losing their homes and their assets, their businesses, and what they have. I mean, this is a very serious thing, but it's also creating a lot of political theater as well. So just as a general question here, considering your accuracy on how you predicted this black swan event, does it shock you that we're 6 months beyond the initial lockdowns and we're still dealing with this pandemic in terms of the lockdowns, the masks, the shutdowns, and the political theater that is surrounding this virus?
Yeah, well, it's a total shocker. I mean, it's totally new to all of us. Like, who would have thought? I mean, you go to watch these movies where it's like the end of the world and everyone's wearing masks, can barely breathe the air. I mean, you go out shopping and sometimes I just have these waves. I'm like, oh my gosh, it feels like we're in a movie here and world's falling apart and financial systems like collapsing. And if somebody coughs, you like walk the other way. I mean, I didn't think it was going to be like this, and it's kind of scary that it is, but it seems like it's kind of under control. It's kind of becoming the norm, unfortunately. But overall, I'm very shocked that the markets are up where they are. I think a lot of people are. Obviously, the Fed definitely kind of driving prices higher, buying up the markets and really dumping money in to save businesses and individuals and the stock market itself. So it's interesting the prices are this high. I'm not sure how long they can keep this going. But yeah, it's definitely a shocker to see the valuations on some of these companies right now and the high flyers, the big tech. I mean, definitely we're back to 99 kind of PE ratios, tech bubble pricing on some of these stocks. It's just out of this world, right?
So what are your thoughts on that? If we do see stocks at these high valuations going forward, is that going to ease people's concerns over the economy? And is that going to be downward pressure for gold and silver going forward here if we do see extended high valuations in stocks?
Yeah, if we see extended high valuations, for sure. I don't really think this market is all that sustainable. I think the NASDAQ's rallied like 75% in a few months. I'm like, that is not sustainable by any means. So there is going to be some type of correction. The question is, how deep does it go? Do we have a double dip? Do we start potentially a bear market and go lower than the March lows? I feel like eventually we will see something like that. But at this point, you can't fight the trend. I mean, you can't fight the Fed either. So the trend is still up. We're having a correction. I think going forward into the elections, and as we kind of get back into schools are in, people are mingling, businesses are kind of purring again somewhat. We're seeing COVID start to flare up. Depending on COVID, depending on how the elections go, I think no matter what happens, it's going to be really a choppy market. Excuse me. So it's going to be really uncertain times going into the elections. I expect more volatility. Maybe the market doesn't go much higher or any higher at all. We just trade in a very volatile range. And I think it actually could be kind of the perfect storm for metals and miners to actually start to perform, just like what they did in late 2007, early 2008. Precious metals and miners really started to outperform and they started to lead the way. They've been starting to do that. And with kind of going into the elections, the uncertainty, I think people are maybe going to start focusing on those sectors. And I think it's going to be a 2 or 3 month rally in metals and miners, but I think it might be under pressure after that, because if the stock market corrects, which I think eventually it will, gold, silver, miners almost always get pulled down with it. And it'll create another opportunity down the road anyway. So. Sure. It's going to be definitely choppy.
Well, you know, and let's point this out, you know, in 2017, 2018, when the stock market was really going up a lot and we saw a lot of people get inspired by, you know, a pro-business president, lower taxes, you know, lower mm-hmm. regulations and whatnot, that put pressure on gold. And I'm curious, in the short term here, do you believe that the potential for a Biden presidency, which might, you know, hamper taxes, you know, higher taxes, more regulations. And I hate to get so political here, you know, and you probably know my bias as to who I like. And I know there's a lot of, I'm exposing myself to a lot of arrows because I know Trump isn't perfect in terms of like policy. And, you know, he's not like some free market libertarian running the country or anything like that. But, you know, I just want to get your thoughts on that. Is gold going to potentially do better under a Biden presidency because maybe there's more fear and uncertainty and, you know, problems in the economic front?
Yeah, it's tough. I don't really get into politics. I don't go too deep into it, but I think it doesn't matter who gets elected. The fear is going to continue to ramp up for metals and miners. I mean, I think the financial issue is kind of the core driver at this point. Yeah, whoever gets in, they're walking into one heck of a storm. I mean,
big financial. There's no really, bubble.
Yeah, there's no easy way out of it. And there will be a time, I think, where metals start to shine and they could do very well. But obviously, something pro-business is not the best for metals and miners. We typically see them struggle more. But this scenario is just, it's so big. It's not going to be something that you can just unwind and see it disappear quickly. I think this is something that's going to last the financial situation for several years. And that is going to kind of really support metal prices. And when you look at like the miners, for example, I mean, the micro caps are really small kind of penny companies. They've been on fire, but the mid and the large caps really haven't taken off in a huge way. And I think a lot of people still aren't really looking at the valuations of those companies because, I mean, when gold starts to take off, there's going to be so much more profit in those companies. Right now, it just feels like it's kind of a small group of people trading metals still in general, not the mass public. And it's just fear kind of people buying it in anticipation of a big rally in the metals and miners. So we don't have the broad market in there yet. Not like Bitcoin, you know, back a few years ago when it was on the news every day, buy it on, you know, on TV ads, radio. We're not there yet with gold and silver. So I think there's a lot of time before that comes into play over the next probably 1 to 2 years.
A big sell off over the weekend with the overall equities, and going into Monday, first trading day, gold sold off as well. We saw gold go below 1900 for a bit there. You know, from your technical perspective, what did you notice? Anything of significance happen over the weekend that you might be that caught your attention?
There wasn't too many, nothing that really caught my attention, but I was telling subscribers last week, I say, if this market does break down, the lowest price in gold that's still considered bullish is 1810. And so we're still a ways away from that. So gold could actually still correct down to 1810, and it would actually be a very strong technical pattern. It'd be at a long-term support zone. And it would actually be a really good opportunity to get back in. It would actually make the next move up in gold a little more sustainable. It wouldn't be quite so much a parabolic move on the weekly or monthly chart, because what goes straight up typically comes straight back down. So if gold and silver can digest this move, they might consider to continue to consolidate a little bit. I think it's a very good thing. So I'm expecting still potentially a bit lower prices. Silver could drop down to around 2280. That's the low for that pattern. But overall, I am expecting still some short-term weakness, but overall, I am expecting metals to rally going into the election with the uncertainty rising and a stimulus plan kind of overhanging us. How big and juicy is it going to be? I think that's going to be a big driver for metals. A lot of people are waiting to see how big that plan is.
Sure. Chris, what are your thoughts on the seasonalities of gold and silver? You know, traditionally the largest moves, you know, over the years have happened in the fourth quarter, you know, with India purchases, China purchases. Do you think this is going to come into play this year, or is just everything turned on its head considering the global environment? Well, what we talked about earlier with the lockdowns, the pandemic, and just the shifts that the whole world is dealing with.
I think those things are still going to come into play. I think people are still going to buy them. If anything, I kind of feel like people would buy more of them simply because it's seen more and more as a safe haven. I mean, in a lot of different currencies, gold and silver have gone through the roof. It's just really the US dollar hasn't budged so much. So people buying gold and silver keep seeing it go higher and higher in all the other countries. And I mean, it's seen as a safe haven for them because it's working for other currencies, just not the US. So I think there's going to be the same bias seasonality wise. People are going to still buy it if they typically always buy it this time of year. I don't see that really changing. If anything, again, they'll probably want to buy more because it's working for them. I mean, when something's going up, people want to keep buying more and more, right? It feels good to be winning. And that could create another kind of push for metals as we go into the election season here with the uncertainty. It could help it break out to the upside.
Feels good to be winning. I like that. You know, my son is on a t-ball team, and my wife was like, oh, this will be great for him. This is his first year playing t-ball. And I was like, the team is, it's a rough group of kids, you know, and sure enough, like we're losing like all the games. And she's like, okay, it's kind of a rough environment. The parents are not happy in the stands. The coaches are stressed out. The kids are kind of not having a good time. And it's so true. Like, it feels good to be winning. It just all around the synergy when that starts to happen really creates momentum on top of momentum. So anyway, that was my little thought on that. So Chris, I appreciate your thoughts too on, you know, what you mentioned on in terms of India and China and what they might do going forward here and how that might impact an already epic year for gold and silver. You know, we're seeing a really good year, and then here we are going into the fourth quarter of the year, you know, a lot of volatility historically with the stock market, and then, you know, there's seasonal purchases, which I think is going to be good. So just to comment on the miners here, the miners, you know, with what we saw over the weekend, you know, with the volatility in gold and silver, moments like this is what caused people to get shaken out. You know, it's like the market keeps going up, but, you know, a lot of times there's investors don't have anything to show for it because they get shaken out and then they're not in the game anymore. So what are your thoughts in terms of what is going to continue to take the miners higher? Is it just going to be simply a story of bottom line earnings continuing to go up that bring in the institutional money and create a rising boat, a rising tide environment for all the miners?
Yeah, I think I think there's going to be continued buying with them. I mean, we're starting to see a lot of rotation out of the big tech companies or the high PE companies right now. In the last couple of weeks, people are moving into the value stocks. So precious metals are kind of falling into that category. And this is also just typically the time in the stock market, the economic cycle, that miners start to perform well. So there's a lot of things going for it. And of course, if metals are forecasted to go a lot higher, then these value gold stocks are going to, you know, be producing some big juicy profits. So, I mean, they kind of fall into that value category, and that's where the money's going. And so money just keeps shifting around from sector to sector. Every week it's a bit different of a hot sector, but we definitely have a clear view that the high flying tech companies are a little out of favor here. Like you said, we've got this correction in the market, in the stock market right now, that is creating an ABC correction. It's making a lower high and a lower low, and it's that lower low that shakes out a lot of traders and investors. And that's what we saw yesterday. That's what we're seeing linger today. Yesterday was big volatility, huge volume. Everyone panicked. They literally sold everything, gold, silver, miners, and they went to the safe havens, which are actually bonds and the US dollar. And those were the two assets that moved up well yesterday. Tech also moved up well, just because it's still seen as a safe haven to the millions of new traders, and it's kind of been a top performer. But I think we're going to continue to just see the bottom line picture. As long as gold and silver hold their value, there's going to be good earnings for the metal companies, and they're going to just continue to be favored. And once they pick up a bit more speed and start to extend higher while the stock market trades sideways here, that's when they're really going to shine, and people are going to be like, wow, look at, they're making new multi-month highs or multi-year highs while the stock market's been trading sideways for a month. And it should kind of create that winning effect where people want to move into the winners. You want to follow the leaders. And so that should be that sector.
All right, Chris, I appreciate your time on the show and sharing your thoughts with us. If you have any closing words that you'd like to share, please do. And of course, let people know what they can expect to find if they visit you at your website, Twitter, YouTube, and all of the other places they can find you.
Sure. Yeah. I think the one thing for more or less longer term investors, I know this market has been wild. It's been super choppy. And a lot of people didn't see like the 11, 12, 15% correction in the stock market that happened in the last couple of weeks. It seems to scare a lot of people. They didn't seem to complain when the market rallied, you know, 75%, but it has a little pullback and people panic. And that goes to show that people were kind of have been lulled to sleep with that steady rally. And this is a little bit of a wake-up call, meaning, hey, if this is scaring you and you're worried about a little giving back a little bit of gains, you may want to trim some money off the table as a long-term investor and just sit back and wait till the elections, wait till the stimulus plan. Let's let some of the fireworks kind of go off. And in potentially COVID, we're coming into cooler season where it can spread. If you are worried about your money, there's no point in stressing out. You might as well trim some of your long-term portfolio, move to cash. There's nothing wrong with watching, you know, chaos versus being involved in it full-fledged. So that's kind of the one thing a lot of people don't realize. You can just move to cash for a portion of it, and at least, you know, your entire net worth isn't kind of dropping dramatically with the stock market. Percent by percent. As for my trading newsletter and website, I've got a free blog at thetechnicaltraders.com. There's a free research tab at the top. And if you go there, we got all kinds of free analysis on different sectors, different markets, or real estate, you name it. We kind of cover some pretty interesting technical setups that we're looking to unfold. And as a paid subscription, every morning I give you a video. I walk you through the markets, what happened yesterday and why, what's happening today, how it should affect the markets, and how it'll affect any positions we have. So you kind of walk you through the markets, you learn while you earn, and pretty straightforward.
All right, Chris. Well, nothing will be more of an educator than going through this the actual experience of the pain and the gain and all of the things that we're going through. So, but thank you so much for your expertise. I highly recommend everyone to check out Chris's work at his website. We'll have the links in the description area. Appreciate you, sir.
Hey, thanks, Kenneth. Take care.